For this Thursday, January 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting on. Several tri-state groups received support from the Evansville Westside Nut Club as the organization announced on Tuesday that they are spreading more than $105,000 to 28 groups. Two groups in Posey County are receiving money from the Westside Nut Club. The Children's Learning Center of Posey County received $2,000 and North Posey Youth Trap received $500. Officials say this giveaway was made possible through the support they have received from the Fall Festival and Half Pot. A growing number of Hoosiers are calling for closer scrutiny of CenterPoint Energy. A petition launched this week on change.org is asking state and federal regulators to investigate the utility's pricing practices. Supporters point to rising electric bills and what they describe as a lack of competition in the local energy market. The petition labels CenterPoint a monopoly, arguing customers have few alternatives and little relief from repeated rate increases. Organizers are also calling for local ratepayers to have a stronger voice in cases reviewed by the Indiana Utility Regulatory Commission. More than 1,300 people from across the state have signed the petition so far. The University of Southern Indiana is once again offering free help with income tax preparation. USI's Romaine College of Business will provide federal and state tax assistance through the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, also known as VITA program. The service runs Monday evenings from February 2nd through March 23rd and is open to USI students, faculty, and staff, as well as members of the general public. Appointments are required and will be held at the Business and Engineering Center. Sessions are scheduled at 5 o'clock p.m. and 6:45 p.m. on Mondays in February and again on March 2nd, 16th, and 23rd. Each appointment typically lasts about 90 minutes. The VITA program is a partnership with the IRS that offers free tax preparation for individuals with low to moderate incomes. Trained USI accounting students will conduct interviews and prepare returns during the appointments. Business returns and rental income forms are not included, and taxpayers must be present to sign their returns. American Red Cross is currently facing a severe blood shortage. Leaders say there was 35% decrease in donating blood in December. They say there were several factors, including winter weather, affecting several blood drives. Executive Director Beth Sweeney says it's vital for people to donate blood as soon as possible. Sweeney also stated that organizations can contact Red Cross if they want to host a blood drive. The Posey County Health Department, along with local fire departments, will be hosting a free CPR training class on Saturday, February 7th, starting at 9 a.m. The class is an American Heart Association Heart Saver CPR course and will be offered at two locations, the Black Township Fire and Rescue Department on Industrial Road in Mount Vernon and the Wadesville Fire Department on Princeton Street. Organizers say the training is open to all Posey County residents and could truly save a life. Each year, more than 350,000 people in the United States suffer cardiac arrest outside of a hospital. And without immediate help, survival rates remain very low. Registration is required for the event. You can sign up by scanning the QR code shared on Facebook or by calling 812-838-1330. A link to the information is also available on our Posey County Radio Facebook page. In sports news last night, Mount Vernon boys basketball won their fifth straight game as they defeated Harrisburg 65-36 over in the Carmi-White County Tournament. The Wildcats improved to 9-5 in the season. They take on Fairfield tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock over at the Carmi-White County Tournament. Tonight, Mount Vernon girls basketball is at home versus Forest Park. The JV game begins at 5:30 and the varsity game starts at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats look to erase a 5-game losing streak as they are 7-15 overall. This evening, in local college sports, USI women's and men's basketball play home conference contest with Eastern Illinois. The women's game is first at 5 o'clock as USI has won four straight games and has a record of 13-4 and 7-1 in the Ohio Valley Conference. The men's game follows at 7:30 as USI hopes to avoid back-to-back losses. They are 4-14 and 1-7 in the OVC. From the NBA last night, the Indiana Pacers lost at the Boston Celtics 119-104. Pascal Siakam led the Pacers again in scoring with 32 points, and he also grabbed 10 rebounds. Indiana has lost three straight games and are 10-35 on the year. The Pacers play the Oklahoma City Thunder tomorrow evening. That's news and sports for this Thursday, January 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.